John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD, joined by my good friend Dan Rourke, one of my favorite people on earth.
Likewise, BB, right back at you. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself too quickly here. Some are already calling me very suddenly the king of premonitions.
Premo king.
Some are saying it, which technically I got them both wrong yesterday because that prediction I had wasn't a part of the premonish section.
Officially.
But I do feel a little bit better about myself today. And shout out to everybody a part of this.
Points on the board, you know?
Yeah, and shout out to everybody a part of this Talking Yanks pregame community because they were kind of gassing me up yesterday. They know how much it means to me to finally be able to get something right. Yeah, and I did kind of predict the walk-off. I mean, yeah. The worst part
of it. You were on early that, like, Yankees are having a walk-off win tonight.
Right, I said, like, borderline Yankees classic. What really screws up the clip, and honestly, I have slight beef with Kyle and the social team for this, could have thrown me a bone and cut out the part where I said 3-2. Because I did mention it'd be a low-scoring, like,
yeah,
Yankees classic.
It's like I did notice early in the game, I was like, oh, over hit.
Yeah. And but speaking of nailing Premonish, you got the Volpe play.
And he kind of did another one. He kind of did it
I
twice.
Remember the one. What was the other one? He had the cool pick with the dive.
To end the ninth inning, that line out was technically a backhand catch.
Yes. Yeah.
But the grounder before was like, oh, that like is what I was seeing.
And you got a homer draft pick yesterday as well.
Got on the board for the homer draft. Judge, shout out.
Our vibes just around our world in terms of the Yankee land, like, not just amazing.
This is great.
Things are doing well.
Just get one of these two. And just by avoiding a sweep, we're in an okay spot. But to win that way and to be in a position to have the series win over the O's, and, you know, it can happen tonight.
Right.
Ideally, it does, and all pressure's off Clarkie for tomorrow. But
yeah, honestly, yeah, 2 out of 3 is cool with me because then that puts us at 10 games over. Which we're at now.
Yeah, right now. Like, we can walk away
right
from the series.
Exactly.
Still 10 games over.
What up, chat?
Hello, the chat. We love you. As a reminder, if you're new to the program, we will discuss the lineup in a moment here. Then we will say what we're watching for tonight. We will go over the pitching path to victory. We will give our homer draft picks. We will pick an over-under. We will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up.
That's 7 things. So from here on out, I'm counting. That's how I'm going to remember.
Let's knock one of them off. Would you like to tell the people?
Sure thing. So the Yankees are going with a little bit different of a lineup, but still a good one. You're going with Glaber leading off, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, DJ LeMahieu, Harrison Bader, Jake Bowers, Anthony Volpe, Isaiah Conner-Falefa, and Kyle Higashioka. To repeat that real quick, Torres, Judge, Rizzo, LeMahieu, Bader, Bowers, Volpe, Conner-Falefa, and Kyle Higashioka. That is the Yankees lineup tonight, BBD.
Yanks lineup.
It's Tyler Wells.
Positions of note, Bowers is your DH, Judge in right. What else? IKF's in left. Those are basically all the ones that require a shout-out, which means on the bench is Rortvedt, Greg Allen, Oswaldo, and
Willie Calhoun.
So
I'll say right off the bat something that catches my eye that I'm a fan of. I like Bowers in the lineup. Just going off the eye test, who I trust more at the plate right now, and this isn't a knock on Willie because he's been hitting a little bit better. I like Bowers' bat. So the fact that he's in the lineup and at DH, kind of like the best of both worlds. Because, you know, I'm a Bowers, almost a Bowers stan. You know, that one swing he had on that, whatever it was, like opposite field to left center, homer on Yankee Stadium, that solidified for me. Like, I love this dude. Got a little bit ahead of myself. Right. I got a little ahead of myself because I didn't fully understand how bad the defense is. But the fact that you have him in at DH, I think that's pretty nice. And overall, I like the Yankee lineup tonight. I do. I mean, it's pretty much the same as yesterday, but, you know.
Couple pieces in, couple pieces out.
Yeah.
None of them are of major consequence to me.
And seeing IKF in the lineup does not bother me. Is that a hot take?
No, 8 spot, kind of whatever. This roster's still in a place where it's like, that's not going to be a problem for me.
Right, and that's just my vibe every single night and why I'm kind of past complaining about lineups. Not that this is one I would complain about anyways, but it just seems like they're finding ways to win. Which is, I mean, that was pretty much the exact story of last night.
Yeah.
They go down 4-0. I don't know about you, but I by no means felt the game was over. I actually still thought they'd end up winning. And that's how I'm feeling a lot with this team, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah, once they go down 4 and Bader pretty much immediately gets one back on the board.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we're this team, the way they're playing right now, they don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be involved in this. And winning a game that could have very easily been just a wasted Cole day. Like,
right.
Like Cole wasn't great. They don't win, whatever. To come back, win that game, pick Cole up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Feel like he doesn't have to be the best version of himself for the team to win.
Right.
That's nice. That's really nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah, IKF left field just like that position. I don't know when I'm going to get used to seeing that in a box score. That just sticks out to me. And then, yeah, a little bit what you were saying, I'm looking out for kind of whichever of Bowers and Calhoun is playing any given day. I'm watching that guy a little closer because Stanton, I don't know, potentially a week away.
Yeah,
we're
and he's going to play a little bit of the outfield
soon,
too.
And I assume one of those two guys is who would be getting the cut.
Who, Bowers or Willie?
Yeah, I would. I have to.
Greg Allen is on through October. I agree with you there. Like, I think he's probably here to stay.
Yeah,
or maybe it was Jake I was talking to about that. But I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's just perfect for the bench role and what Bowers and Willie do. Their skill sets just overlap a lot.
Real quick, my take on that, I'm keeping Bowers because they're essentially both defensive liabilities. I mean, yeah. You're not putting Willie out there and hoping he's going to...
He's less of a defensive liability than Willie, so...
I would almost say they're probably on the same level, but either way, like I look at him as a DH, bat off the bench, and as I said before, I would take Bowers. But we'll see. I mean, things can quickly change. I mean, for all we know, maybe Willie goes on a tear the next week and a half, or Bowers goes on a tear the next week and a half, which might start tonight, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but I do have a homer draft pick locked in my head, which we'll get to later.
That's exciting. Okay, I think that brings us to the pitching path to victory. Nestor's on the hill, and frankly, I would love length out of him, the length we thought we might get out of Cole, for a few reasons. One, just a fully good start from Nestor would be great. And the pen gets used a little bit last night. Two guys throw over 30 pitches out of the bullpen. So a little bit of length there. Have all hands on deck available tomorrow. That would be swell. So I guess for pitching path to victory purposes, let's pencil him in for 6. And from there, feel free to tell me if you disagree. I think Clay, let's say 9th inning for now, so then we have to fill 7 and 8. Wandy should be available. King and Marinaccio not available.
Right.
So I think I've got Nestor, Cordero, Peralta, Clay.
I'm at exact same vibe. Exact same. Yeah. I'm going
you
to ask
some
for
some right left stuff.
Yeah. I'm requesting Nestor's exact same start against Toronto last week, which was a big, big start for him and the Yankees. You know, of course, the week before and just in general this season, he's been kind of struggling, but he got beat up against the Rays. This would be his 3rd start in a row against AL East opponent. 4 1/3, 6 earns against Tampa Bay a couple weeks ago. Last week, 6 innings, 2 earned against Toronto. Give me that exact same start again against Baltimore. Not only is that obviously huge for the Yankees, but also, like, he still is in a spot where it's like, I need Nestor to put up good performances. Because if not, if he gets hit bad again tonight, then all of a sudden I kind of forget about how good he looked against Toronto last week, and we're back to, is Nestor meatball
again? Which way are we... It'll be a big pivot point for our feelings on him.
Right. So if he can get us through, even if it were 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, just do not allow more than...
Just give us a winning result.
Right. Give us a
don't
a winning effort.
Yeah.
As an old coach on a high school team might say. Give us a winning effort.
Yeah. Don't walk off the mound and we feel like you didn't give us a chance to win.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. man, would it be great. We haven't seen Nick Ramirez since Friday. We haven't seen Ryan Weber since Saturday. So it'd be fantastic if we can just pass it from Nestor to those two boys.
Yeah. Now, if Nestor does not go fantastic. Deep, say Nestor only gets us into, say he completes only five or maybe even only into the fifth. I don't know. Wouldn't be shocked then if we get Albert Abreu before Jimmy Cordero.
Yeah, it's on the table.
Because I would say in terms of power ranking available off. Yankee relievers tonight, with Ron off, with King off, just looking at Clay, Wandy, Cordero, Abreu, Weber, Ramirez. After Clay, Wandy, and Cordero, I'd say Abreu's the best option, no? And he's looked good the last couple outings out.
Yeah, which is crazy about last time out.
Abreu. He's never really passed my sniff test, but I know he has great stuff. When he's
last
on,
time was the first time in a while that it was like, yep, that's what the Yankees like about him.
Exactly. Yeah, no, when he's on, it's like, all right, no, I could see this dude being a big piece of the pen. It'd be nice if we could see it pretty consistently. So if he gets in the game tonight and does another good job, I might be, or just whenever his next performance is and he does well. If he does like, well, he'll have
like
some points
have,
on
he'll like have earned another blip.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
So that'd be nice. I think Cordero, they could probably bring in a little earlier and have him go two innings if they needed to.
True.
It depends on the situation, I guess, if he'd be the first guy in.
Maybe it was one or two games, but it's in the back of my head. I feel like I would prefer to give Cordero a fresh inning. It may have just been that one game where he like spiked a couple sinkers in the dirt and then runners advanced, stole a base, ended up scoring. Might have just been one game, but that is in the back of my head. So we'll see, though. I think we're...
I like pretty much every guy in the Yankees bullpen besides Wandy. I guess King, I trust to come in with a mess, but all those other guys, I think like most pitchers, it feels like they're better when they get a clean slate.
Totally. And it seems like a lot of our closers since Mo left have been that way.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it was Chapman, kind of that same situation. Dellen had that issue too. I guess not exactly a closer, but.
Yeah, Dellen.
Maybe that's just a common thing in baseball, I guess.
Yeah. Like D-Rob was a guy who could come clean up a mess. Andrew Miller could clean up a mess. Wandy cleans up some messes.
Yeah.
I guess Marinaccio has become he can come into a sloppy spot.
For sure, when he's on. He's been, I mean, he was okay
he's
last
out
night,
a lot.
But he's, the last week or so, he's been a little bit rough the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he had.
Not that I'm concerned. But.
I think, if I'm remembering right, this Saturday appearance against whoever we just played, the Reds, that was good. He got the save Thursday against the Blue Jays. That was good. And then, like, the week before that, it was a couple. Just a couple, like, oh, he doesn't look sharp tonight.
Yeah. Last thing in the bullpen for me, just a shout-out, Michael King. Underrated moment. I mean, getting out of that 10th inning yesterday was huge.
He made that 10th inning look easy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I love Mike King.
A very, like, underrated facet of the Yankees right now, and especially, obviously, the bullpen. Michael King looks just as good as he did prior to the elbow break last year.
He's been excellent.
Which is such a, I mean.
I'd have to look into, I know early on there was questions about his velo, because it was like down from
and
last
he did
year.
Look off generally in the first like week or so.
Yeah,
but I think
it's built up.
At the very least, the stuff is there. I mean, the way his
he's
slider
getting,
and
he's getting the
was
results,
moving,
absolutely.
Insane.
So.
Insane. So shout out Michael King.
He, 99th percentile. Average exit velo allowed.
I've heard that's good.
98th percentile hard hit rate, similar. A lot of red on here. Only thing that's not red is extension, which is always just kind of a fun fact.
Did they ever do that percentile stuff with you, like, in school? I remember in, like, middle school we did these tests, and they would, like, tell you how you graded out and all that, and all my stuff was in, like, the 50th percentile, and it was just quite insulting. I was like, why am I here? Why are you telling me this? It was like
average.
Reaction tests. They would like tap your knee and be like, oh, this is
I don't remember them ever like telling me.
You probably didn't have an abusive middle school. That's why.
Yeah, they were nice.
I'm just kidding.
Enough.
Shout out my middle school. I love you, Tom's River Intermediate East. But yes. Nice. So that's the what? Pitching path to victory.
Pitching path to victory. Somewhat. That's kind of the thing with the Yankees. It sort of writes itself most days these days. So a full reset day from a starter soon would be.
Give us six, Nestor.
Really nice.
Or just a winning effort once again. A winning effort.
Give us six.
Two earned runs. Now, honestly, three would be okay, but still more so. Three is fine for winning, but I want to see Nestor look good. So give me two earned run outing.
I wonder how we're lining up for if they did an opener tomorrow. Do we think that would be like Ron? He's not going to pitch tonight. So if they're going to just have him do one inning.
Maybe, or
Cordero, I feel like it'd be a Bright. Did it once and that went well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, theoretically, you could.
I think they're going to need Cordero tonight.
Right, but if you wanted to, if Cordero had a quick, like another 10-pitch outing, you could theoretically throw him out there again tomorrow.
If they can have a blowout win where it goes like Nestor to Weber or Nestor to Nick Ramirez or you know one of those guys towards the bottom, then like please give me Jimmy Cordero opener tomorrow. I think I think that's what I'd love ahead of Clarkie.
I'd like that
because it has felt all week like that is a matchup where they've shown us they are willing to do an opener. Mm. This feels like a time to do one.
I wonder if they're willing to do it with Clark, though. I wonder. Because last time was what? With Brito? Yeah. I'm not against it. We'll see how it goes. But really, just anytime I have an opener, I always just think, all right, get me into the fifth three runs. Because I associate like an opener with you're not going to have the best day. But also, last time it worked out quite well. With
Abreu. Last time it was good.
It was what Cordero scoreless for two, and then Abreu pitched. He ended up going like 5 1/3, which is like past my expectations.
And then I think they let somebody on or something. Like I think the run that was attributed to him, I don't think he literally gave up.
Mm. We'll see.
So, okay. I like that. I think that brings us to the second half of the show, which begins with the...
Let's do it.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
Homer Draft. Big one today.
Big one. I got on the board with the Aaron Judge pick yesterday. Oswaldo did not homer. And Glaber and Willie, I don't think homered for you,
nope.
Right?
Total blank. Total blank.
I got, when they intentionally walked Willie, I thought that was going to be our chance.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice. But today, you, my friend, have the first selection.
All right. So I know who I'm picking for one. I just want to clarify. I can't pick who you picked yesterday.
You can pick who I... The only people you cannot select are Glaber and Willie Calhoun.
So I am going to go with him. My first pick is going to be Aaron Judge.
Make him your second pick, because I can't pick him.
Okay, right. I'll push that back to my second pick. Then I'm going with, I do have a Jake Bowers homer happening tonight. I think he's going to hit an absolute moonshot. It's going to be crushed. And he's going to have a sick follow-through, and it's going to hype me up. And then I'm going to tweet out that Jake Bowers is here to stay, and he's going to be a Yankee for the next 3 to 4 years. I think he's going to hit a homer that might get posted on MLB. Like, it's going to be that much of a shot. Like, I'm thinking over 450. Crushed. Destroyed. Jaw-dropping. Makes you gasp.
That would be great.
Makes you, like, want to watch the rest of the game nude. Shout out Michael K.
I might.
He introduced me to that. Have you ever watched the game nude? Dude, AC blowing.
Definitely not,
glass of lemonade.
Definitely not on purpose, but, like...
K talks about it all the time in his show, and I was just like, you know, let me try this out. And one day I did blast the AC. Nice. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't life-changing, so... BB, I mean, you were talking about you have a nice roof on your apartment building.
Yeah.
You want to get real crazy, bro.
Hop up on the roof in the nude.
Yo. Whew.
It's a shared building. So my two picks, I've wanted Anthony Rizzo. He was a plan for me all day. So I'm happy he falls to me with my other pick.
Let me ask. You say a plan all day for you. Like you kind of in the vibes of you woke up and you're like, Rizzo's
when I
today.
When I thought about Homer draft plan today, he is... who came into my head.
Okay. Oh, yes, you get another.
So I get, and then my last pick, I think I want to save that guy for tomorrow. I will take...
are strategic with this. I never think like that. And that's
why
you're better
than me. I'll take Glaber Torres tonight.
Okay. I like that.
I actually just updated a lot of the stats for the pregame show. We're about to get into the over under, and there's some fascinating stuff in those numbers.
Now, when you say update the stats, like you,
I finally put in like, oh, he got over right this day.
Oh, okay.
Under wrong
I see
this day.
Got you.
And
yo, I guess the Glaber versus the Orioles thing is not a thing anymore.
I don't think so.
Right. I mean,
been a while.
He's probably hit one or two homers against them since 19.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So
it's been not really a thing, but I'd like it to come back tonight.
Yeah. It's because he always got rid of Gary Thorne. It's their fault. Hope he's doing something. Miss Gary Thorne.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Yeah, I wonder. All right. So
last night, the over under was 7.5. The over hit So that was a point for me.
Very good.
Would you have any lean on tonight's?
I got to give my second homer draft pick because it does have a slight premonition.
You have Aaron Judge.
I picked Aaron Judge, but I want to put it out there. I think he's going to go deep early because I have the vibe of, all right, last night, Judge is on the main stage. Everybody's talking about him. Best player in baseball type thing. I feel like every single time Judge is coming off like an epic moment or a great game, he starts off the next game like fantastic. To where like I think he'll go deep in the first inning. So that's my like specific side of the homer draft pick I have. Aaron Judge in early on, like making a quick statement, like once again, like, nah, dude, like I am the best player in baseball. If there was any doubt already.
I'm the best.
So that's my pick. But over under, do I have a guess?
Yes, last night the line was 7.5. Tonight it's Nestor Cortez and Tyler Wells.
Right, and speaking of Judge and Wells, career off Wells in 17 at-bats, Aaron Judge batting .471 with 3 home runs. I'm going to go over. I think today will be, well, over. I didn't even know what the over-under is. I'm going to guess something a little more higher, so I'll go with 8.5.
8 flat.
Ooh, those flats are still throwing me off. I just don't know anything about the game.
Yeah, I don't know why. For a long time, I felt like they didn't do flats anymore. And then...
Yo, by the end of the night, or by the end of the show, I'm going to have like a very specific DraftKings bet for tonight's Yankee game. Something funky. I'll go over on that, though, by the way.
I could be with you. I'm thinking it out a little bit. Of note, on the over-unders... Found out today, I've been great on over-unders this year. I'm 10-6.
10-6. Like, you don't happen to have how I'm doing, do you?
You're 1-8.
You're kidding, dude. I believe that fully. That's part of the problem with me on the show.
Yeah, when I saw that one, I was like, I like understood how you were feeling about pregame show going into yesterday.
Oh, I'm the village asshole of this show.
Your promo hadn't hit yet. I don't think you've won a series yet in the homer draft.
And I know all these. I was like, oh, facts,
so the over under being in a bad spot.
So maybe I should flip my pick. No, because I feel like I say under a lot. Maybe that's my issue.
You've been picking a lot of unders. We can
look as a guess. That. I'm not sure if you have that information available, but I feel like if there were a majority, I tend to lean under, you've which is dumb. I might just start a compulsive gambling addiction tonight, under. Dude. Because there's some nice odds I'm seeing on Judge going deep today. Does anybody bet on baseball, really, like individual stuff? Chat, let me know. Do any of you guys bet on baseball? If so, give me something to put on tonight. So
little,
I can...
Little tip. There's a Talking Baseball bet out. We Jimmy, Jake, and Trev each gave their lock of the night.
I want to win, dude. Come on.
Wow.
Kidding.
Fade them.
Are you going over-under?
I might be on the under, but I don't know if I'm just fading the fade.
See, now, how am I
going to... Because now I'm in my head about it.
No, there's nothing to be in your head about because you're 10-6.
10-6
right now.
That's
a beautiful record. That's .600 ball, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Ish, right?
I'm going to stick with my guns, though. If not, I'm coming in tomorrow with a totally different approach to over-under. I'm going to go over tonight, but it could be a life-changing decision by me. It may affect the rest of my week, to be honest.
I think I'm optimistic that the Yankees pitching, especially Nestor, shows out tonight, gives up like a run. And the Yankees go like have like a 6-1 win.
Well, folks, like hoping, that's your score tonight. BBD is never wrong.
I'm wrong, but
mostly right though. You're typically right. You lean on the side of being right. You're not about to stand, are you?
No, we got to do. To do our premonitions.
Thank God.
I just had a big stretch I had to do.
You ever crack your chest?
No, I don't crack my chest, but I do that, and I can get the top of my back pretty good.
I'm a fan of crack my chest. Some people think I'm weird for it, but
I haven't really verbalized this to people. I get my ear a lot.
You crack your ear?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Really? When I do that, it's usually just me getting like the grime behind my ears. Might give it a sniff after.
We've all done that. I get that too, but that's not what I'm doing when I'm doing that.
I might try that, crack my ear. And then if I come in with like an ear that's totally like dislocated tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't.
That'll be good for the show.
You don't get like I wish I could... Make this not be, but like literally anytime I touch it, it'll do it. And sometimes you feel it.
Yeah.
You need to lean to let it out.
Mm.
So that's a weird one for me. Are you seeing anything in tonight's action, Dan Rourke?
On top of the premonition I already gave about Judge doing something early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's
that can be your answer.
I'm feeling real good about that. I am going to have that be my answer. But going forward, I'm going to work on not spoiling my premonition because I do that a lot. But that is going to be my pick because I'm feeling good about that one. Judge does something early that makes all of us tweet out, like, best player in baseball. Cemented.
Let's see, I went to Volpe yesterday. Who am I seeing? You know what I think? I think I've got Bader swipe in a bag tonight.
Okay.
So let's grab one, Bader.
Bader swipe in a bag. All right.
I think Bader swipes a bag tonight.
Okay. Another light one, kind of generic. I think IKF has a good game today in some regard.
He gives us something.
Yeah. To where, like, a Yankee fan tweets out a picture of him smiling and is like, this guy ain't that bad. You know?
What?
Yeah.
You know what? This role ain't too bad
for him. He's all right. He likes being a Yankee, which is true, and I shout him out for that.
Adley Bum incoming. Where can I get the hat? shop.johnboymedia.com.
You look very good today, by the way, BBD.
Oh, thank you.
Like, maybe it's the hat combo with the... What are you wearing again on the sweater?
It's the Hershey Cuts. Lightweight hoodie. Barbershop in, I believe he's based in Connecticut. He was supposed to come cut our hair. We were going to do like a show cuts video in, it was April of 2020 he was going to come. And that, bailed. The coronavirus.
Oh, that did happen.
Yeah, so.
Reasonable people, excuse not to.
We weren't in the office anymore. People weren't seeing each other anymore. Mm. Sad. Because I would have, especially when around that time came when like you couldn't get haircuts. And I was like, damn, I'm supposed to have like a nice haircut about now.
Did you just let it grow or did you do it yourself?
Eventually, I think my mom gave me one haircut and maybe like around June of that year, like early May, she gave me one. And then like mid-June, she started having her hairdresser started doing like house visits.
That's what
so
I did.
She came and like cut my brother's hair and my mom's hair, my grandma's hair, our whole family's hair.
When I was in like sixth grade, my dad, for some reason, I don't know if money was tight or what it was, but he decided to cut my hair the day before sixth grade started at a brand new school. Oh. I went to the first day, went to the second day. The third day, it looked so bad, even worse.
Like it grew in worse.
Dude, I don't know what it was. It was horrible to where I pretended to have a stomachache because it looked so bad. Which didn't do
hopefully
me any good.
Hopefully three more days from now, it'll
I think by the end of the month, I was able to get like a real one, but I don't know. That's my take on at-home haircuts. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that situation, I can't do my hair is too valuable to me.
Fair. No, that's like, exactly it. Like, it has
one
to
of
be.
The few traits about myself I'm really confident.
You do have a nice head of hair.
Yeah.
I got to fix my hair, by the way. I don't know what's good. I'll save that for sports clips, though, not you guys. You don't want to hear that. That's my barber of choice.
I like that. I've gone to them. Yeah, I like, today was the hat day. We're doing a goth thing for
episode 666. Dude, you guys are crazy for doing that, by the way.
Yeah, you see Jake?
I did see that. But I'm just saying, I would have skipped that, dude. I would have done I'm not playing. Bad things can happen because of that.
I think we've got some.
I don't want you to get worried about it. You'll be all right.
We've got some ideas for 777 sometime next year. But
were you surprised? Did you think Rortfett would be playing today?
I kind of thought he would.
Me too.
I don't know who's in tomorrow. Let's see what.
He's definitely in tomorrow. I would figure, right? I mean,
yeah, it's another night game,
which is nice.
So like
so
they
nice.
Can go to Higgy. I think, and it's Gibby, so a righty. I would guess he gets in.
Yeah.
I'd
like to see him in. I ain't going to like call for him to play every day. I'm not, you know, riding him that hard.
No,
but
it's like, let's see.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
just
see
what this is about.
Yeah.
It's supposed to at least be good defensively.
Right. So. Lefty bat. Good looking dude. Jacked. I was actually kind of surprised. You know those I think Bat Boys Baseball or whatever where they interview the players?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. Some dude, I forget which player it was, kind of notable, was being interviewed by them, and they asked Jack his players around, and they mentioned Ben Rortfett. I was like, wow. Surprised that, like, that's a name that popped off the top of your head.
It must be a guy who at least, like, has Twins time.
Yeah, probably, like for sure. I mean, of course, he's jacked. I just didn't know he was that, like...
Just, like, how many guys know him.
Yeah. Ben Rortfett, involved in the camaraderie of MLB. I believe we stand it now. Peace out, Chad. I love you so much. Let's go, Yanks.
Enjoy the game. We love you.